Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jack Graham. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garber. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ned Garber. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Bearden. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gene Bearden. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence takes first base on ball four. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tucker moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pretty catches it and throws to second with Sullivan covering, to double up Tucker. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Platt reaches second base with a double. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Platt moves to third. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham strikes out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Platt scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner strikes out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0 for 1 in the game. Leaner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Leaner. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Gordon applying the tag. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Platt hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pretty reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0 for 1 in the game. Graham strikes out. Hegan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Graham out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-1 in the game. Garver hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan scoops up the ball and tags Garver for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive towards third. Dylan just reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spence bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Dillinger moves to second. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0-for-1 in the game. Bearden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tucker. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Tucker steals second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gordon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Bearden covering, for the out. One out. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-2 in the game. Graham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Doby. Graham reaches second base with a double. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 2 in the game. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Doby hits a pop-up towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dillinger strikes out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Bearden covering, for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up towards first. Graham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spence. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0 for 2 in the game. Bearden strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Mitchell moves to second. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 3 in the game. Pretty hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Bearden covering, for the out. Two outs. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Sievers now playing left field. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner bunts towards first. Graham scoops it up and throws to first, with pretty covering, for the out. Doby moves to second. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon takes first base on ball four. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-3 in the game. Garver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Garver reaches second base with a double. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0-for-3 in the game. Bearden hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bearden for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Leaner strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-4 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone misplays the ball. That's an error on Boone. Pretty moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers takes first base on ball four. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Graham takes first base on ball four. Pretty moves to third. Sievers moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner bunts towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. Doby moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreau pinch hits for Ray Boone. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Vernon is walked intentionally. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Doby moves to third. Vernon moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Hegan is walked intentionally. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0 for 4 in the game. Bearden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Boudreau now playing shortstop. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Garver takes first base on ball 4. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. Garver moves to second. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Spence strikes out. Hegan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Spence out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tucker moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Doby is walked intentionally. Gordon moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tucker scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.